What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, you might think beauty pageants are a thing of the past, or at least should be, but they're still on the go and now trying to reach into the digital age. The world's first Miss AI pageant is going to take place this year. All the contestants will have been created on a computer. There are four judges, two humans and two AI models. Among the human judges is Sally-Anne Fawcett. Good afternoon, Sally-Anne.
Good afternoon, Sean.
Could you start by describing for us the judging process? How is this going to work? As I understand it, at the moment, you're whittling it down to a shortlist.
We're whittling it down to a shortlist. Apparently, we've had over 1,000 entries so far, which is pretty amazing. And the judges will whittle it down to a shortlist of 10. And those 10 finalists will then compete for the very first Miss AI World title.
OK, and for that whittling process, what are you looking at?
Well, me as a separate judge, I am using the same criteria that I use in the real pageant world. Obviously, I'm looking for good looks, but I'm looking for an ambassador, somebody who's got a little bit more realism. They don't try and achieve this impossible standard of beauty. And I also want to see a very strong social media message, which will prove to be inspirational to the young girls who might follow them online.
Right. And you're one of four judges, though two of the judges, I understand it, are AI models themselves.
That's right. So they've got a huge following. So I understand that they're looking at more of the actual, the creation of the AI model, you know, the technicalities behind the creation, which is something I know nothing about. And the other judge is Lord Alan Sugar's PR advisor. So he's going to have another completely different take on it.
Right. But really, you're judging the person who made the AI model rather than the AI model.
Not me. I'm judging the actual finished article. So I'm judging the woman that's been created and choosing, in my mind, the AI model that will prove to be the best ambassador going forward for the AI world.
Yeah, and the ones you've looked at so far, do they reflect real women? Because I'm looking at pictures of the two AI models who are judges, and neither of those would reflect real women. They're more like a male fantasy of a woman.
This is exactly what I've said, and this is the trouble, and this is why I want to try and change things from the inside, because AI is not going to go away. It's going to get bigger and bigger, and if they're going to carry on creating AI women, which is absolutely fine, we need to have something a little bit more realistic. So that's not the sort of winner I'm looking for, you know, with all due respect to them. But for a pageant, I think we need somebody a little bit more diverse, shall we say.
Yeah, and obviously it's too soon for you to give us your vote, so to speak. But so far, have you seen any AI models that would reflect those ideas?
I've not seen any of the entries yet. I have been very clear. To the creators that have got in touch with me asking about entries, etc., that's what I'm looking for. So I hope they understand the brief and they're not just going to create somebody that they think is the idealized standard of beauty.
Yeah, and the people who've got in contact with you, have any of them been women?
I don't know. I mean, that's the trouble. How do you know? You know, beneath the social media persona, I'm not quite sure, and this is the thing. You know, we assume that 90-95% of the creators are men, but wouldn't it be nice to get some female creators as well?
Well, wouldn't it just? Are these AI models being created specially for the pageant, or can they be pre-existing models?
They can be pre-existing, of course, but they've got to enter on the official application form, because it's part of the World AI Creative Award ceremony. So they have to officially apply. But they can be pre-existing ones, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, and so when you get it down to the 10, will they then operate like a traditional beauty pageant, will they be interviewed by someone? Do they have to wear various outfits or demonstrate skills and that kind of thing?
Well, what it is, we'll be looking at their social media platform. So there will be various pictures of them in various guises and various outfits. And also the message that they put out on their social media, that they're what they stand for, what they want to achieve, how they want to inspire the AR world. That's what we're going to be judging it on. So it's very much like a traditional pageant, but of course there's no physical, you know, on stage round.
Mm. The thing is, though, if they say, I want to achieve world peace, they don't want to achieve anything. They're just a creation of somebody else.
They are. But the thing with social media is that you can create your, you can spread your message. You know, if young girls go on these Instagram photos and TikTok and what have you, if they can be inspired by them, then I think that's a really good thing. Don't you think? Rather than thinking, oh, my God, I've got to look like her. If the message that she gives out and keeps giving out under her persona, I just think that's a very positive thing.
Yeah, wouldn't it be better from a real person, though?
A real person? Well, they are. I mean, I judge pageants up and down the country, and I'm judging Miss Great Britain Belfast, actually, next month. And that's exactly what I look for in a real pageant winner. So it's exactly the same in the real pageant world.
Yeah. If when you start looking at the entries, though, and they're all like... you know, the two AI judges, if they're all that version of femalehood, what are you going to do?
Yeah, that's going to be very interesting, because I did take on this brief on the understanding that I would be looking for somebody diverse. But I think you have to start. This is the first ever world AI pageant. So you have to start somewhere, and hopefully we can make that change. You know, like I say, you have to make that change from the inside.
Right. And what's the timeline on all this, Ali-Anne?
Well, the entries have got to be in by the 10th of May. So everyone's got a couple of weeks left to do that. And then we'll be choosing the finalists and then announcing, I think, during the actual World AI Creators Awards, the winner. So that will be announced online during those awards ceremonies.
Thanks a million for speaking with us today. Sally-Anne Fawcett is a Miss AI judge and the author of Misdemeanors, Beauty Queen Scandal. Sally-Anne, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Sean.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.